It is 836, 65 degrees. What a great Thursday morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Andy Shore, who's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and he's also a candidate for state representative. Andy, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time. Did you hear Vince Dragonetti's interview on the program this morning?
I did not. I was taking my kids to camp, so if you could let me know what he said.
Yeah, we have been asking officials. We had Sue McGillicuddy from Meridian Township on, and we're going to continue this the next several days. What we learned from Fox yesterday was that there are more than 2,500 cities and counties that are more than $3 trillion in debt when it comes to what they owe for retirement benefits, for health benefits. And we wanted to learn the numbers from the municipalities around the mid-Michigan area. And according to Mr. Dragonetti, the county is more than $155 million in arrears to this. Is he on track there with the correct number?
You know, I don't know where that number came from. That's the first time I've heard of that number. Generally, the way we look at it is, are we funded, are we not funded for future commitments? And the county, I believe, is somewhere in the neighborhood of 83% funded for future commitments, somewhere around there, which is actually pretty good when you look at some of the other, you know, counties and cities statewide. So I don't know where his number came from. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't have it on me in terms of what our obligation is for future years.
You're 83% funded. That means 17% isn't. How much does that 17% equal?
It's a future number. It's not like we're 17% short
right
year for this current budget. But I don't know the number because that's over, you know, 10 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we put in money every year to actually try and increase that amount in order to have it covered when pensions come due. So I don't know the number offhand, but some communities are self-funded, so they fund all of their programs. We are not. We use we use Blue Cross and PHP and things like that. But I don't know the exact number. I can get it for you and try and get back to you on the show. I didn't know that's what we were talking about.
According to the Fox report, this is of great concern, because when you're trying to project what you're going to need, 15-20%, many projections and many cities and counties have been accurate because of just bad math, or because perhaps the numbers are being hit. And should we have concern about that 17% for Ingham County?
I don't think we should have concern about that, because we can fund it as the economy gets better. The question really is, we don't want it to get worse. You know, we don't want the path to go the wrong way, to become more and more unfunded. The state is unfunded to a tune of, I want to say it's a lot. I want to say it's somewhere around $1.5 billion or something like that. So this is it's not something to be tremendously concerned about, but it's something to be concerned about. So we'll keep our eye on. We need to make sure that we put money in towards funding these obligations as we create them. And this is what's driving a lot of our employee negotiations now. Because, you know, several members of the board and our staff want to move from pension plans to defined contribution. We can't move directly there because we wouldn't have the money to do it. You have to put in a lot. It's something like $1 billion or $2 billion in order to just convert. So they want to do a hybrid plan. You know, employees like pensions, so there are discussions going on. You know, we're also cutting them this year in the short term. So that's what's driving a lot of negotiations now. And that's why we're 6 months into contract negotiations past when the previous contract ended. So it's definitely on all of our minds. Moving forward, the 17% that were unfunded, that we can chip away at over years. We're more concerned now about finalizing contracts, getting the contracts with our employees, getting the short-term savings we need to solve our budget, and looking at the long-term future. and still having good relationships with our employees.
According to the Fox News report, those three municipalities in California that have gone bankrupt did not pay enough attention to the numbers, and therefore those pensions, those benefits are what caused them to go bankrupt. Should we be concerned about Ingham County going bankrupt? And as someone who's seeking state representative that office, should we be concerned about other cities around mid-Michigan going bankrupt?
Right. Well, we shouldn't be concerned about Ingham County. Ingham County is actually in a really good position compared to other counties. We have a reserve. We have a rainy day fund. We are in a very good position. We're fine. We have great management. This is what drives the whole, emergency manager discussion. Cities can't go bankrupt in Michigan. Michigan's a very different animal than California. They can't go bankrupt. Treasury keeps an eye on them. There's a watch list and things like that. This is what drove the governor to push the emergency manager legislation, which I think went a bit too far. But it is something that, we have to keep an eye on. You've got Pontiac, City of Pontiac, which disbanded their police force and has Oakland County doing police now. And they have to, a lot of their debts aren't just year-to-year budget, but it is these costs that you're talking about. There are some cities that are probably close to teetering on the edge than others. They can't go bankrupt, but the state, has come in, and for 20 years we've had laws where the state comes in and in essence manages the finances of a community. Now we've got emergency managers which manage the whole community. But in some communities it is a concern. Ingham County, it's not. We really do have it under control. We've got long-term solutions. We're doing it really well here. Statewide, though, yeah, we have to keep an eye on it. I definitely agree with that.
But Andy, you mentioned that it's not at the forefront of concerns, but shouldn't it be? Because it seems like year after year after year, we have people saying we don't have to worry about it that much. And then you look up 10, 15, 20 years later, and it is a big concern when it could have been taken care of, in the past. And you look at the debt that the country has, same thing there.
It is, I don't know if I said that particularly. It is in the forefront of our concern. We were less funded when I first came on the board than we are now. I want to say we're in the 70s, maybe 75, 76. I'd have to go back and look, 10 years ago. We have been putting money in. We are getting closer and closer to being funded. We are looking at the long-term solution in terms of new commitments. So it is on our radar screen. It is something that we talk about every budget year. When I was finance chair, we talked about it, and we addressed some of it. We can't, in order to say, all right, we are going to fully fund this, it's more than we can afford. It's something like $1 billion. We can't afford that, but we can chip away at it. As people retire little by little, and when they do, and they have pension obligations, we're not going to have everybody retire next year, and now we have these huge pension obligations. So we can chip at it little by little. People retire little by little. It's a glide path, and we're on target. We're fine. Other communities I can't address, but at the state level, yes, it's something that will need to be looked at. I hope to win, and I hope to be on the Tax Policy Committee. And it's something that we do absolutely need to keep an eye on, especially with the state's obligations. The state has huge obligations for their employees that aren't funded. So yes, it's a big issue at the state level. At the county level, we're absolutely fine.
All right, Andy, we apologize if it came across as we were trying to ambush you. We weren't, but I know that folks like you and Randy Schaefer and Vince Dragonetti, you may not know the exact numbers, but you know enough about stories like this that we can call you up on a whim and get valuable information. So I appreciate your knowledge. Thanks so much.
I never mind, Tony. I love chatting with you.
All right, Andy Shore is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. He's also a candidate for state representative. It's 8:45, 65 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with an Enbridge Oil Company spokesperson. A report came out that was very, very negative on how they handled that big oil spill on the Kalamazoo River. We'll get their take on this story next on 1320 WILS.